Explosive files hacked directly from Mossad headquarters reveal Israel's plan for a wave of devastating false flag attacks on the United States, designed to shatter the American public into a state of total psychological disintegration. Their goal is ice cold and ruthless. Mass death, chaos, and the elimination of the president they now see as a traitor for daring to seek peace with Iran. Cyber attacks prepared for years will cripple critical infrastructure. Water stops, power grids collapse, food production halts, hospitals go dark, lawlessness erupts. Looting, panic, and total breakdown follow. This isn't speculation. It comes from the Iranian hacker who breached Kash Patel's emails and exposed the Charlie Kirk assassination as an inside job. With Trump now pushing hard for a ceasefire with Iran, the hacker's warning has turned critical. Israel's plans are cold, ruthless, and designed to shatter American society beyond repair. Before we dive in, subscribe to the channel if you haven't already, and join the People's Voice Locals community to join our incredible community, support the channel, and gain access to exclusive and uncensored content. Last week, we sat down with the Iranian hacker who has taken the world by storm. He exposed the Charlie Kirk assassination as a Mossad operation. He revealed Israel's plan to install Erica Kirk into high political office. He also explicitly warned what Israel are planning to do if the United States seeks a ceasefire or any kind of peace deal with Iran. With Trump now actively pushing that ceasefire, his false flag warning has turned critical.
Do you believe that Iran is still committed to peace?
Yeah, I do. They violated it, but Israel violated it too.
Are you questioning if Israel is committed?
Israel, as soon as we made the deal, they came out and they dropped a load of bombs, the likes of which I'd never seen before. The biggest load that we've seen. I'm not happy with Israel.
When Iranian hackers breached Israeli intelligence servers, they didn't just grab files on government officials and media personalities. They uncovered something far darker. Detailed plans for false flag attacks on America. Plans so unhinged, they could only come from the same man who issued a stand down order while his own people were slaughtered, then used the massacre as justification for a genocide. Now, as Trump pushes to end the war with Iran, Netanyahu is cornered and desperate. With an election looming, his power is crumbling. He's a wounded animal, exposed, vulnerable, and extremely dangerous.
Listen carefully. If America forces Netanyahu to stop his war, if Trump pulls support, demands a ceasefire, or sits down at the table with Iran, Israel will view it as an existential threat to their survival. They will see it as Trump stabbing them in the back, and they will unleash the false flag operations on American soil they've already prepared. I've seen the files.
The playbook is clear. Stage a massive false flag, blame Iran, whip the American public into a frenzy, and march them straight into World War III. Seize total control of Washington, crush every voice they label anti-Semitic, and fast-track their coup d'etat of the United States of America. This isn't conspiracy theory anymore. This is the trap closing in real time. And because Trump dared to anger Israel by pushing for a ceasefire with Iran, the countdown has just hit zero.
Today, everything is connected. Your bank account isn't just numbers in a vault. It's data moving through invisible systems. Your food doesn't come from down the road. It comes from a global chain stretched across continents. Your reality itself is filtered through screens, algorithms, and narratives competing for your attention and your belief. So when something hits now, it doesn't stay contained. It spreads fast. Financial systems don't just dip, they crash. Supply chains don't just slow, they fracture. Information doesn't just flow, it mutates. And suddenly, the question isn't, what happened? It's, who do you believe? That's the psychological breaking point.
When the public is gripped by fear, disorientated, and unsure who or what to trust, that's when Israel's influence operations will hit full throttle, exploiting the chaos to steer perception and pressure people towards compliance.
That's the entire point of this false flag. Not just an attack, but total engineered chaos. Power grids failed, cities go black, water and sanitation systems shut down. Hospitals lose power, leaving patients to die in the dark. Food supplies grind to a halt. Within days, supermarkets are emptied by desperate crowds. Then the real horror begins. Lawlessness takes over. Looting explodes across every major city. Gangs rule the streets. Fires rage out of control. People are shot over a loaf of bread. Families huddle in fear behind locked doors while society unravels in real time. No lights, no phones, no help coming. This is what total psychological disintegration actually looks like. A broken, terrified population begging for someone, anyone, to restore order. This is what they have carefully planned for you.
The devastating cyber attack that will unleash societal collapse has been in the works for years, and the media has been fully co-opted, pre-programming the American people so they'll accept the coming meltdown and demand the exact response Israel wants.
So this is very much at our doorsteps. Whether we want to see it or not, it's there.
The former CIA agent says cyber attacks don't stay online.
There will be a physical consequence to a cyber attack, especially if Iran hits some of our critical infrastructure. You can only imagine the devastation because of that.
The Mossad files are brutally clear. The coming false flags will dwarf 9/11 in scale and horror. Foreign agents have been preparing the masses with propaganda for months. The false flags will be blamed on Iran to manufacture consent for a relentless decade-long war of attrition, a merciless meat grinder designed to consume millions of lives on both sides. When the dust finally settles, only one nation walks away victorious, Israel.
When people say worse than 9/11, they often think bigger explosion, bigger headline, bigger tragedy. But the real metric isn't size, it's impact on trust. Because once trust collapses, trust in institutions, in systems, in reality itself, you don't just rebuild new buildings. You rebuild the entire framework of society, or something new replaces it. And maybe that's the question we should be asking.
The hacked files reveal a precise, cold-blooded plan to assassinate Donald Trump. A deliberate punishment for betraying Israel by seeking peace with Iran. It's not just elimination, it's highly symbolic. A public execution designed to send a brutal warning to his successor. Defy Israel, and you will suffer the same fate. Stay with us. The disturbing details are coming right after the break. Think the healthiest thing in your pantry right now is some overpriced superfood? Wrong. It's actually olive oil. Yeah, that bottle you've got sitting in your cupboard isn't just for cooking. It's a weapon to help you look and feel younger inside and out. No big pharma potions, just nature's real deal. Dr. Stephen Gundry, a rogue surgeon who's done with the system, says high-quality olive oil is a game-changer. The problem is the industry is a cesspool. Nearly all brands in stores are watered-down junk, pushed for profit, not your health. Dr. Gundry has had enough. He's exposing the real truth about olive oil with a free video for viewers of this channel. He'll show you how to spot the real stuff that works wonders for your body with just a few tablespoons. This isn't hype. It's the truth they don't want you to know about. Visit getoliveone.com/TPV, the link's below. I've watched his free video and the information blew me away. If you're genuinely interested in changing your life with olive oil, go to getoliveone.com/TPV now. You won't regret it. The files are ice cold on the method. Trump will be taken out by poisoning. A poisoned McDonald's burger. A painful death. And according to the documents, they find the idea absolutely hilarious.
They plan to assassinate Trump with a poisoned McDonald's burger. If he ends the war with Iran, he better watch everything he eats. Because the moment he dies, Israel will pin it on Iran and use his death to ignite the war he tried to stop.
When you hear the usual suspects in the Mockingbird media warning of Al-Qaeda and Iranian sleeper cells, you should think Mossad mercenary death squads carrying out their duty to wage war through deception and trickery. That's actually their motto. You can fact check that.
Rude awakening. Iranians threaten Trump with sleeper cells terrorist attack on USA soil days before the nuclear strike. Come on, guys. Okay, the first thing we need to talk about, do you guys remember? This is probably like 10 or 15 years ago under the Obama administration when they literally brought a journalist out, a fake journalist, and they brought him out in this script, in this movie theater. And they told us, this was the video we saw. We literally watched and it looked like ISIS literally beheaded a US journalist or a foreign journalist out in the middle of the desert. And come to find out, it was all staged and fake. So check this one out. Check out what Jim Ferguson, this guy, I swear. Okay, so the first person I want to point out is this Jim Ferguson dude. He's literally like the gaslighter in chief. Check out this video that he just shared here.
Vietnam is a Rahina Ibrahim Isawi.
You know what I'm going to do you guys a solid? I'm going to have my boy Truth Teller fill you in on exactly what was in that video. It was staged. Mossad. Those are Mossad actors, literally paid actors to try to stroke fear. And now they're going to try to set it up like it was Iranian terror cell hit squad because they got to cover up the assassination of Charlie Kirk. I mean, this shit's getting out of hand and they can't cover it up. The amount of people that are probably searching was Israel involved with assassinating Charlie Kirk is probably upwards in the millions at this point.
Well, they've done it before, numerous times. As Charlie Kirk began informing his vast audience of young influential American conservatives just before he was taken out. From the sinking of the USS Liberty to the assassinations of JFK and RFK, and then to 9/11 and the wave of fake ISIS beheading videos, they all share one thing. They gave the elites a chance to bend reality, distort the facts, and manufacture a new wave of support for Israel. In other words, the perfect false flags.
We don't talk about Israeli politics very often, and most Americans don't know this. The last 9 months, Israel was on the brink of civil war. It's not an exaggeration. This judicial stuff, there were hundreds of thousands of Israelis taking to the streets because Bibi Netanyahu was basically redefining the Israeli constitution. That's not an exaggeration, right? He said the judicial branch has too much power. There were protests planned this week against Netanyahu where they anticipated tens of thousands of people to take to the streets. That's all gone. Netanyahu now has an emergency government and a mandate to lead. Was there a stand down order? Was there a stand down order? 6 hours? I don't believe it. Israel's the size of New Jersey. When I took a helicopter ride from Jerusalem to the Gaza border, it's 45 minutes. 6 hours. They're live streaming the killing of Jews. Did somebody in the government say stand down? That is a legitimate non-conspiracy question. The whole country is the IDF. The whole country is.
Yeah.
But the fact is now Bibi and the Israeli hard right government has a mandate. I gotta be careful the way I say this. They're gonna try to ethnically cleanse Gaza. I mean, I don't use that term lightly, okay? They're talking about basically removing 2.5 million people from there, okay? And honestly, they have a mandate to go seek justice and revenge. They do. This idea that they need to have a truce or a peace treaty, that's morally crap after you see women and children be burned alive and dragged to the streets. But there are some serious questions here, Patrick. And let me tell you, my pattern recognition over the last 5 years has become pretty sharp.
Netanyahu has a history of playing both sides. For years, he's funneled tens of millions of dollars into Hamas, keeping the enemy alive to justify the fight. It's all smoke and mirrors. The global elite have always used terror groups as tools. Just look at Syria. Obama's Pentagon was funding one side of the civil war, while his CIA funded the other. That's the globalist game. And if we're not careful, they're about to play us all over again. The only way to stop them from doing it again is to recognize the pattern, to study the real history. And you need to keep yourself safe online. This is a red alert. If you're digging into dangerous topics online, you need to anonymize yourself. The VPNs you thought were your shield, your last line of defense against government and corporate surveillance, have already been hijacked. One Tel Aviv-based company with a long history of distributing malware has quietly bought up nearly all of the biggest VPNs on the planet. ExpressVPN, CyberGhost, private internet access, the list goes on. And the people they hire? Not random techies, not privacy activists, but veterans of Israel's most notorious intelligence units. Unit 8200, the cyber warfare arm behind some of the world's most advanced spying tools, and the Dovdedin unit, infiltration experts turned executives. That's why last year VP.NET was built to solve this urgent problem, using zero trust architecture and next-gen cryptography to shut their digital eyes forever. It's not another VPN with clever marketing, it's trustless by design, meaning even if they wanted to spy on you, they couldn't. Even if somebody holds a gun to their head, they can't hand anything over. Check it out at vp.net/TPV. Built on zero-knowledge cryptography, Intel SGX secure enclaves, and open source code you can audit yourself, it's mathematically impossible to log or leak your data. No Mossad backdoors, no compromats, no hidden hands. Just pure verifiable privacy. That's how we fight back. Not with fear, but with technology that works for us, not against us. Go to vp.net/TPV. And close Big Brother's eyes for good.